We bow our heads in prayer. Gracious and loving Father, we have so much to be thankful for. We rejoice together as we celebrate another National Lutheran Schools Week, and we're reminded of the ministry we have together in this place through our school, through touching lives with the gospel of Jesus Christ, and to see that in all that we do, Christ ought to be and should be and is in all things with us. Help us to focus on that this day as we come. In your name, amen. I had Mrs. Erickson sort of share the outline of this week because there are a lot of activities happening throughout the week here at the school as we celebrate National Lutheran Schools Week. What a fun time it often is, and yet what a challenge it is. This week also kind of is the halfway point of the school year. And what a year it has been. And as I was thinking about in my prep, I looked up our Bible study that we had together as a staff way back in August. And we went through this Colossians text that is one of our texts this morning because we didn't have an Old Testament. We had two Gospels because there is some similarities there that we need to talk about. And as we had that study, as we ended it, we ended it with this thought. Just as the beginning of this text begins with Jesus, let our new year begin with Jesus. And then Natsikar wrote these words. Theologian N.T. Wright says these six verses are generally and rightly reckoning among the most important Christological passages of the New Testament. Throughout this school year, we have seen the importance of that. The importance of Christ in all things. Two New Testament scriptures rather than an Old Testament, because as Paul writes these letters to two different churches, he meshes beautifully the theme, Christ in all things. Throughout his letters, the readers will find the centrality of Christ for the body of believers, and that ought to be central in our midst. Throughout our synod, there are many schools who will celebrate National Lutheran Schools Week this week, or maybe they'll set aside another time, but they will have this special week. And when we look back over the first half of this school year, or we look at the Bible study, or we look at the opening service we had way back in August, all of these things centers us on Jesus Christ. Trinity celebrated its 75 years of ministry through our school in October. What a great weekend that was for people here at Trinity and many of the alumni of our school sharing God's grace at work. Either as an alumni, as a congregation, or as a school family, we came together. And then what about this happy picture? Okay. There we are. Yes. You know, this was a picture taken on the first snow day, which I guess is a tradition here since Mr. Erickson came. This is our school. Don't they look wonderful? Enjoying all of that snow? Yeah, all that snow. Okay, well, all right. Let's rephrase that. It's been an interesting year. The weekly chapels have been centering in at Christ in all things. The music, the messages. And then we even had a visit from an old shepherd who shared the birth of Christ from a unique perspective. The goal of our service today was to have the children sing and to be in our midst. But thanks to technology, they are in our midst, and we're able to celebrate with us. And yet, this has also been a challenging year, too. Throughout the school year, sickness has been the norm. Not just COVID, but we've had a variety of illnesses, and it has affected not only the students, but also our staff. And last week, there were days in which we had 25% of our students out, and always along with a couple of teachers as well. As a school and as a staff, some of our staff have had to deal with other issues as well. Yes, the variety of illnesses, some other challenges, and yes, death. Death has made its presence felt among our staff in a number of ways. And that's why it's important for us to focus on Christ in all things. He is here in our midst. He has surrounded us at those times that were difficult. And yes, as we come together to celebrate National Lutheran School Week, throughout the ups and the downs, the good news is that Christ has been the solid ground. It is on Him that we can stand, we can share, we can witness. Also, yesterday as the congregation came together, a number of you were here on that second seminar talking about structure and its importance in our ministry and how Christ is at the center of everything we do. In the four chapters in Colossians, Paul uses the word, the Greek word, all, 39 times. Yes, Scripture begins with the creation of all things. The eternal, the triune God is the creator. In John 1:3, we read, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made." Then came the fall, where the domain of darkness, yes, Satan's realm, that darkness that Paul talks about in Colossians made its presence felt in our lives. The serpent in the garden challenges Adam and Eve that their eyes would be opened. And they could become their own gods, able to do all things, know all things. And in their sin, the crown of God's creation was separated from the Creator. The domain of darkness led man to broken relationships, to physical pain, and to the darkness that we oftentimes see around us. Sin impacts God's creation. It affects all things as well. It affects each one of our lives. And yes, it affects our relationship with God. It is Christ who came into our world to become one with us so that He could bring about reconciliation between God and man. We have nothing to offer to God. And yet, God gifts us through His means of grace, through word and sacrament ministry, at the baptismal fount, through water and word. That process begins as God calls us His children, and He begins that reconciliation that each one of our lives needs. Every time we make confession, every time we hear the words of absolution, we hear how God calls us back to Himself. At the beginning of the school year, parents get their supply list. And in the preschool supply list, I'm sure there was something about glue. Glue miraculously holds all of these little craft projects that our preschoolers do together. And sometimes they keep a few other things together. We must realize that Christ, that the Word, and that what Christ has accomplished for us is the glue, for our lives, that keeps our lives together. He ought to be at the center of our worship. He ought to be at the center of our Bible study. He ought to be at the center of our social gatherings. Yes, God should be among us and in us and through us. Yes, and yet sometimes. How about those times when we do not allow God to be present among us? We don't want Him around when we disrespect one another. We'd like Him to be in our Bible study, but we'd rather He not be there at the office gossip. We want Christ at the center of our worship, but not necessarily there when we gather together on a Saturday night, where what we do may not honor Him. And yet, Christ is there in all things, in all places. He is there because His cross, death, and resurrection made forgiveness possible for each one of us. Christ is the head of the body, as our second reading from 1 Corinthians talks about. He is, and we are, the body of Christ. Yes, all of us are individually members, and yet we need one another. We need to come together around His Word, around His sacraments. We come together knowing that it is what Christ has accomplished for each one of our lives. Whether it be in our school, our work, our home, and yes, our church. God is present with us. And in the message that was provided for National Lutheran School Week, there were three significant and important points I felt worth sharing with us today. First of all, Christ is the confession of Lutheran schools. We need to think about that. That is what we confess together, what Christ has accomplished for us. Martin Luther was opposed to attaching his name to this organization we call Lutherans. He wrote, "I ask that men make no reference to my name and call themselves not Lutherans, but Christians. Let us cast out party names and be called Christians after Him whose doctrine we have. Christ alone is our master. He teaches me and all believers one and the same doctrine." How important it is for us to see ourselves not just as Lutherans, because we do a lot of things with labels in our world today, but the greatest label we need to have is that we are followers of Christ, first and foremost. Christ is the basis of our commitment to our church, to our school. We need to ask important questions, like what do we do, or why do we do what we do? Why do we invest in our Lutheran school? Or why do we invest in these families? Why does a staff member serve in our school when there are plenty of opportunities that could appear more attractive? The answer is a simple one. Because Christ is here. We don't do it for the money. We don't do it for recognition among men. We do it because we have the opportunity to proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord. That is a commitment that each of you need to bring as we come together in this body, the one body, though many members. And finally, Christ is the focus of the commission of our schools. It's interesting because in a culture in which Christianity is no longer the basis of morality or even any other aspect of our culture, we live in a post-Christian world. It is a world in need of hearing that message time and time again. It is in a world in which we need to be those witnesses. We need to be those hands and feet that share Christ in our lives. He needs to be in our community. He needs to be in our school. He needs to be in our homes. And he needs to be in our worship. In these walls over here we call the school, at center should always be the message of His grace, forgiveness, and reconciliation to a world in need of that reconciliation. We cannot be all things to all people, although sometimes we try. We cannot accomplish everything we put on our list. And our school may not always be as sufficient or as effective as it could be. Midst is Christ. At the center of everything we do needs to be Christ. Christ chose to come into our world. He chose to become one with us so that He could do for us what we could not do. Yes, whenever we come here to worship on a Sunday morning, we need to remember that Christ is in our midst. He is in our worship. He is in our school. He is the center of our ministry together. And in a time of uncertainty and many struggles, our focus needs to be that Christ is in all things. And as we close our worship this morning, I want you to think about those words. Because we need to remember that our God is a God who has been there from the beginning, throughout time, and will be unto the end. I am forever whom I am. That is our focus. That is who we are. That is why we come together. Because Christ is in all. Amen.